Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's Suzanne, and also you could call me Suze. That's my nickname. It's in regards to we're having a show, nursing home show. You know, convert nursing homes into accessible housing is usually the title, but our subtitle for the evening is Get Rid of Nursing Homes. It helps everyone. What we mean by that is it helps with taxes. It helps with the programs that are created supposedly to help the disabled and elderly aren't really working. It helps a lot. Let me tell you, it really helps a lot. I've been involved in some of the programs myself, and I know the mounting paperwork that I need. And the last little bit of information, it's called the traumatic brain injury program. I did have more than one traumatic brain injury. But it's like you have to prove that you had an injury, and some of these records are destroyed. So I'm hoping that my records aren't destroyed and then I could, you know, play a role in helping people with that. If not, I will get it from my neurologist, but I really don't want to do that because I don't know if he'll sign it or not. We'll see. Okay, I did have more than one traumatic brain injury, and hopefully they will, you know, stand for that, I should say. Also, there was an article in Able News on the May edition, okay? And what it was comparing was home care less costly than nursing homes. I knew that from the beginning. And they did a real methodical, the Department of Aging did, of New York, did a report, and it says cost saving from home care relative to nursing homes. And in this article, they compare. We have actually read this article a little bit on air, but it's a very long article, so I encourage everybody to actually go to page 7 on May 2023 edition of Able News. Just ablenews.com is the web address. You go in and make yourself a little registration page, and basically you're there. You get to read this in detail. You know, it's amazing. I knew it from the beginning. I had spoke with Frank, and I said, Frank, you know, I'm really feeling this. I'm really feeling that the home care is less than costly than the nursing home. You know, so what we did is we created a show in the middle of the week, Wednesday night, which is hump day anyway, and then in the middle of the week, what we did is create this show about nursing homes and how many people, so they don't have to go into nursing homes, are in homeless shelters. That is totally disgraceful. They, you know, should not be in homeless shelters. I know a handful, you know, myself. Could you imagine what Frank knows too? You know, and they call us on air and they go on air and they're mortified being in a homeless shelter. Not only mortified, but, you know, they need food, they need shelter, they need just the basic necessities that they need, more than just your regular person. You know, they need it too, but these people need, you know, this shelter. They will not go into a nursing home no matter what. And I'll tell you something, if they go to throw me in a nursing home, boy, oh boy, there'll be a loud scream and holler. Not actually, but you know what I mean. In my heart would say, okay, I'm not staying here. I really am not staying here. And you can't make me stay here, and it'll be one big court case. So that's where it's at. And I don't particularly like having to do that, but people should have common sense. These places, you go in, my mother went in, like, say, 3 years, tops 3 years, and died after that. My father, 5 years. He was lucky. He had my mother coming almost every day. I couldn't go there every day because of COVID. I felt like I was, you know, I failed, truthfully. That's how I felt on my own mother. The room and what we have here with my husband and I, it's very tight. And I couldn't even, you know, expect my mom to live in the living room until we found her home. Couldn't do that. You know, there was absolutely no room in this house that we're living in right now. So I feel so bad for my mom, my dad, my two grandmothers, just everybody. And yet, it's more expensive to live in a nursing home, which they'd like to make you convinced that it's not. It is more. It is a whole bunch more living in a nursing home as opposed to living at home. I would also suggest if you could deal with less and less amount of hourly care, it'd be better for you in the long run, because the more hourly care you need, the more nursing homes are a viable option. What that means is that, you know, the nursing home wants you to have less hours of care. So if you can get a family member to just, you know, hang out with you and talk to you or whatever the case may be, whatever your condition is. Mine happens to be multiple, so they love me in nursing homes. They really do. And if you can, right from the beginning, have somebody you could trust. Keep your money with that person, okay? And if they don't, if they're not doing right by you, change it. Speak with a lawyer. Change it. You know, be very advocate for yourself. Because if you don't advocate for yourself, who's going to advocate for you? Okay, that's what I learned by Frank and Joseph Arion, and also by the late June Roberts. You know, I think that was her last name anyway. I drew a blank there for a second. Senior moment. Okay, so basically that's what I'm letting everybody know, is just really, truly advocate for yourself. Don't let, you know, anything, you know, push you away and make you fearful of advocating for yourself. That if you need help, just give us a call at 631-224-3090. And if you'd like to talk on the show, please give us a call at 213-816-1650 if you'd like to talk here tonight at this time, okay, which is 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. All right, so I'm just going to actually put through Able News, because our sponsor, sponsor broadcast. Okay, if you give a moment, I'll do that for you so you could hear our sponsor right here. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Advertise personals of people, and they do charge you for that, so you just want to be really sure, is that what you want to do? Anyway, also, they have, aside from that, you can get it online for free, so it's well worth it. Go online and get the Able News sent to you, you know, not sent to you, but the ability to go on and log in and actually find out what it's all about. Okay, now I have Lorraine, and I want to ask her a question about her aunt. I believe she's still in the nursing home. Okay, welcome, Lorraine. Oops, wait. Hi, Lorraine.
Inner sight, yes.
Lorraine, you there? Uh-oh, did I get disconnected? I don't know. Can you hear me, Lorraine? Lorraine, can you hear me? I thought I heard you for a moment there. Hold on, let me take my hearing aid off. Sometimes it interferes. Okay, pardon me. Lorraine, you there? Well, anyway, I was going to get Lorraine because I know she had her aunt. She actually is coming back on. I hope that I'm actually making a broadcast, because that would be really, really upsetting if I wasn't making a broadcast. So Lorraine, I'm hoping, can come in and speak with me. All right. So we know that people who actually, with what happened to me, my mom mostly, they wanted to put her in a nursing home, Adult Protective Services, because she went to the bank and told them that they stole $500 from her. That's the dementia that she has. They would not, for the life of me, write me down as a power of attorney on her stuff. I had to hire a lawyer and spend a good penny that I don't have to make myself, again, the power of attorney with my mom. She only had the short form. So I want to ask Lorraine and see how, you know, things, you know, are going with her aunt. Okay, hang on. Lorraine, can you hear me now? Oh, geez. I don't like the way that sounds. Hold on, maybe let me switch phones. Okay. Lorraine, can you hear me? Lorraine, can you hear me? Well, I'm sorry, Lorraine. I'm gonna have to put you back on mute in case you do come through in the middle. Wednesdays have always been notoriously horrible for us, and I'm hoping I can hear Frank. He's coming right on in a little bit. So that's that. If I have to, you know what I'm gonna do? Before that happens, I'm just gonna, you know, get in, log out, and log back in, and see if it helps me. Okay, hold on, Lorraine, and everybody out there. I'm gonna just do that. All right. Hi, I'm back, and I'm hoping when I, you know, open Lorraine's line that we could hear each other. Okay, hold on. Lorraine, can you hear me now? Yikes. All right. So I'm hoping that I could hear Frank when he comes in, because we've been having, looks like, a little difficulty this evening. I'm going to keep talking. I hope you could hear me, Lorraine. If you can, just take yourself out of the host queue and put yourself back into the host queue, which is just press 1. It'll say you're out of the host queue, and press it again, and you'll be back in the host queue. I just want to see if you are there or not, okay? All right, that's Frank. I got to get Frank in. Okay, hang on. Frank, it looks like we're having trouble with the line. I actually got out and come back in. I hope I'm recording. Let me get Lorraine in.
In a sight, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, yes. And Lorraine, are you there? Yeah, that was weird.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we're all here. Great. All right. So
Excuse me. First of all, your phone was horrible. You couldn't hear that?
No.
And
I had really bad hearing.
When you played the Able News, you were talking over the ad.
Oh, God, it must be, you know, talking over each other. That's not good.
Play the Able News again. Do the Able News again. Let's see if we can get a clear...
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts 2 marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Did you hear that?
A lot better.
Yeah, a lot better is right.
I don't know what
they
happened.
They must have realized it. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Do what you're going to do.
No, I just wanted to let Lorraine speak about her aunt and see how she's doing. Lorraine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi, Lorraine. I just wanted to ask you, how's your aunt doing? She's in the nursing home still, right?
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I haven't heard from her in a couple of days.
Wow.
Yeah,
I haven't heard from her.
Been, you know, but I'm going to give her a call tonight, hopefully. If not tonight, tomorrow. To check on her. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I hope she does well, and I hope she gets out soon. That's my prayer. I keep her in my prayers every night. So I'm hoping that it happens sooner than later. This way she can enjoy everybody, you know, and not have to deal with the nursing home stuff. Okay. I'd like Frank to come back on in a second. Frank, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And this, what Inner Sight is trying to do
mm-hmm.
is for everyone, not just for those who are disabled or elderly. It's for the average person.
That's
because
right.
you can work all your life and wind up in a nursing home. Even if you have money to stay out,
that's
the
right.
state can intervene and interfere with your life and make a big deal over it and go through the court system and get you thrown into a nursing home.
That's why
we have to get rid of those horrible places. They have no place in our society. And people are going to say, well, how do you know the person is going to be safe in their own home? And the answer
mm-hmm.
is because the finances will be there to make them safe. That's what
mm-hmm.
you have to make sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's money in these nursing homes, but people are not safe in there.
No, they're not.
Look at all the mishaps. Look at all the horrible things that happen every day that never even get reported.
Like with me and the Hoyer
so,
lift, I got fell. You know, it was terrible.
It's the whole, yeah, you and millions of others.
Yeah.
It's a whole concept
mm-hmm.
that the agencies should be raising the money to keep people out of nursing homes, and the money should be there in the person's name or in the advocate's name if they're not mentally competent to handle
right.
the money. And that money can only be used to keep them safely in their own home. And then eventually what will happen is you'll get rid of the nursing home. You won't need them anymore.
That's right.
That's the bottom line.
That is the bottom line.
As long as you have those places there, that threat will always be there. Because the state can always step in and bully people. That's what I call it. Bully
it
people
is a bully.
And put them
mm-hmm.
in nursing homes. So what
terrible.
We want to do is save the taxpayers money. Look at all the money that's being wasted.
Definitely.
You know, look at that article from Able News. It's got all the statistics in there.
Yeah, it does. It really
people
does.
People have to catch on and understand what we're trying to do, because it could happen to you. It could happen to anybody.
That's right.
And as long as the nursing homes are there, even if you have some money, they can come after you and put you in the damn place.
That's right.
That's why you got to get rid of them.
Definitely. I realized that when my father died, and I was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? Then we started talking and started formulating a plan, because otherwise, if we didn't do that, no other person was going to step up and do that. They were too afraid. You know, fear.
Because you didn't have the money.
Yes. Fear begets fear.
Would have been a different story.
That's right. You know, both my mother and my father, like I said earlier, I don't know if you heard any of that. I'm hoping that you guys did. I'm just going to repeat a little bit of it. What I said was that, you know, everybody benefits from this, okay? And you won't have nursing homes in the future, which I'm praying for, because, you know, I just hope that the government actually takes this as something that we're gonna correct and, you know, and actually get it done. Because if you don't, you know, things are gonna be just much worse for people who when they get older. One woman we know, we got her out of the nursing home, and she was so happy, and so was her daughter, Mary and Maureen. And, you know, if anybody's out there and needs that particular help on what to put on the documents, how to do it, Frank and I can definitely help. I know that I, like I said, I helped Mary and Maureen, and some of the times Maureen would go, I'm going in there with her. And I said, no, you're not. I'd have to get two other people out instead of having one person to get out now. She left. I made her laugh. I made her feel, you know, a little bit better, which made me feel better, you know, helping somebody. So if anybody needs that help, both Frank and I can do that. And even Lorraine. I mean, Lorraine is working with her.
We can do it to a certain extent.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
We don't.
You know, they
have
to do some of the work.
To really do it. We don't, and the agencies that do have resources to
right,
do it
are
very.
Yeah.
You
know,
What we need to do is get across the message. To get millions of people to sign our petition.
That's right.
Because they don't want to be involved with nursing homes.
That's what needs
to happen.
Yeah. I remember,
you know,
I had four different
nurses. You're
going to
impress the
politician. Sorry, I didn't hear you. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I remember the four different nursing homes that I went into. One of them was worse than the other. The worst one was when I had a battle with food with the director. I was like, you consider this food? This looks worse than dog food, the worst dog food that you can ever think of, you know. And even dog food has gotten a lot better. It looks more like human food. And some of it is human food, just made into, you know, a little bit more vitamins for what the dog needs. But this was horrible. I mean, everybody except for one person sent back their meal and asked for a sandwich. And then the next day I had this in the refrigerator. I hadn't eaten it. I bought the director a fork and a knife and said, here, try. He didn't want to. I wonder why, because it looked horrible, you know. So, I mean, a lot of things like the food, the not being able to give them money to change their clothes if they don't fit well. They've been worn out from the washing that they do there in the nursing home, which is highly with bleach in it, a lot of bleach. So it can be very irritating on the skin. They also don't use your soap and your conditioner from when you were at home. Nothing is there to make you feel at home. That's what you need to feel. The only place for you to feel at home is at home. That's how I feel, you know?
We have to appeal to people in such a way that they're going to understand that this is going to help me.
That's right.
That's the way to get them to sign the petition.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to this place.
Neither do I.
All the people that are coming of age, that have worked, who can be put in to a nursing home.
Yes, they can.
We have to appeal to people to sign the petition and make them understand why they're signing and what we're trying to accomplish. Now, everybody agrees that we need more housing.
Yes, we do.
And they know that.
Right.
You have to link that up.
Yeah.
With getting rid of the nursing home.
That's true.
Like we did with the day for Milton. Look what we
That's
did.
That's right. I want a day
we
for
brought,
nursing home people.
We brought people together.
That's right.
They all had something in common because of what happened to Milton and so on and so forth. That concept has to be worked with the nursing home. That's what you got to do.
Yes.
People have to come together because they don't want to spend the latter part of their lives in a nursing home.
That's true.
They don't want to surrender their money that they worked hard for, pension or whatever, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want the state hovering over them to put them in a nursing home. And the only way you can stop that is to get rid of the damn places.
That's right. Yeah.
And make people understand that you're going to be safer in your own home.
That's
because
right.
You'll have the proper help.
Mm-hmm.
That you need.
That's right.
And
of course,
you got to make it a law. You got to outlaw nursing homes in
That's
this country. Is what you got to do.
That's going to be a tall ladder that we have to climb.
Use the resources through the agencies and people who want to donate to keep people in their own home.
That's right.
And that's how it would work.
Mm-hmm. Also,
the hardest part is convincing people and bringing them
right.
together.
You're right. You're 100% right about that.
Well,
people
do
are
it.
Scared.
Do it on a small scale. Get a place.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could do it at Silo.
Maybe, yeah. That's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
And have a gathering
mm-hmm.
with many people. Everybody knows about nursing homes, so you don't have to educate them. And get them to sign the petition and start that way.
That's right.
That's what I think needs to be done.
Well,
At the day for Milton, it just so happened that Jose Delgado threw in nursing home. He talked about it.
Yeah, which is great.
So.
Yeah.
There's a hint right there.
A big one. I saw it. I heard it. I meant.
What you got to do is you got to call them. You got to talk to them. Set up an appointment and let them put it up on the website, and we're going to have and invite the media and gather all as many stories as you can and let people know that these nursing homes are a curse to us.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
You gotta clear that. With Silo, I don't know how they can pick up on that. That's why you gotta clear it with Delgado.
Definitely.
Because he's under contract with the damn state.
That's right.
And he's limited.
Yeah, that I know too.
All right. Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004. Big East Akita Rescue. Thank you so much for my dog's food. Greatly appreciate that. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. 609-388-7004. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. And we're also brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. My good friends Tom and Michelle. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, 631-286-0444, and they do catering if you need that. Shelby's Kitchen, check it out and support the people who support this show, because I don't know of any other group that does what we do.
No. Very unorthodox.
All right. Inner Sight and Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. They got dog food, cat food, and medical when they're able to do it for the animals. 631-484-3085. Brought to you by, Inner Sight is brought to you by Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. And please remember prayers for Mr. Kennedy's sister and his
wife.
His wife.
Yeah.
And also prayers for Vinny, John Pat. Mm.
Aw, what
He's
happened
up
with
there,
that now?
John, one of our volunteers,
yeah,
who helped in us. All right, Silo. Don't forget Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929, 880-7929, Silo. And we thank all the people over there who worked on the day for Milton. We greatly appreciate that. All right, we had the Able News. What else
yep.
we got?
Mm-hmm.
We still got the nursing home. But...
Yeah, I wish we didn't have that.
Well,
that's
we got to work on
it. Yeah, we are. Hey, listen, you want to know what happened to me? Okay,
wait, hold
ahead.
You see how we got interest? To start a center
mm-hmm.
to train, to teach people how to train guide dogs and service dogs on their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what we need to do with the nursing home.
Yes, we really
get
do.
A center where people can come and say, hey, I want to get rid of these nursing homes and bring the stories
and set
up different interviews and everybody jump on YouTube and start doing it.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Definitely.
We need people to start doing it, not just talk about it.
That's true. It really is.
Now I cut you off. What were you going to say?
No, it's okay. This phone line has not been the best since we started, so, yeah. That's one thing I know.
Before, you called back in and it got better.
It did, yeah. But that shouldn't have been. It should where, you know, you just start your show and it's good, you know.
Yeah, but that doesn't always work that way. You're dealing with equipment. What do you mean?
Yeah, I know.
You have to call back in, you call back in. That's all.
That's what I did. I restarted. It said, are you going into a show that's already been started? And then it just put me right back in, which is good. Anyway, I feel that, you know, it was really weird what happened with me. I needed some, the respiratory therapy, that's what I was looking for, the word. Anyway, the people over at the hospital called the insurance, and the insurance told the person who was at the hospital, they said, oh, we know she's been in nursing homes before. She won't like this, and she'll be a very difficult case. Who likes a nursing home? I mean, that was the most hysterical thing that I've ever heard. Because who would really like a nursing home? I don't think many do, you know.
People who don't know any better, maybe.
That's it. And that's what happened with my aide told me of this person that she works in the nursing home that I found was one of the best, you know, at that. Wasn't big, it wasn't fancy, but it was doing what it should be doing. Not, you know, there were some times that they weren't doing the right thing, and you were like, okay, how can we change this? And we ended up getting people together, and we changed it with, you know, the ombudsman at the time, you know. But it's really difficult to change the owner's stance. They want to make money. That's all it is. People have to realize that. And what would help is if we all, as every disability, got together and realized that we need, you know, this nursing home to, you know, no longer exist because of, you know, the reasons they take
the only
away
good
money.
Nursing home is no nursing home.
I know, but at least the girls. Well, at least the girls at the nursing home, and I think my aide had a lot to do with it, got together and called the union. Heck, call the union. You know,
yeah,
and they were...
But it still operates the same way.
That's right.
Still taking
right.
people's money. They're still giving them crap food. They're still operating the same damn way. What good is
yep.
that?
Nope. Nothing is good about it. So they called the union saying that this is the certain things that they, you know, did not like were happening, and gave them a whole list of stuff that they really need to work on. And if not, they're going on strike.
And I don't blame them. I think that's the right thing to do. That's the best way they can help us, you know?
Well, and no, it needs to go a step further if they're going to do
I think
that.
It
Otherwise,
does, yeah.
Same spot, you
know? Oh, I know. It has to do with,
what they
like
need
you said.
To do is, they really want to do something, is get together with InnerSight and say, turn nursing homes into accessible housing. We don't need them. Pass a law that the agencies have to start raising the money, keep people in their own home. If they don't do that, no damn good.
That's
same
true.
Old crap. Because in another month or two, the same old crap will be back.
That's right.
Because the place is still there. I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I don't buy it at all.
And if they work people into the nursing homes to help one their own aide. Like when they left the hospital, they still had their own aide who was still hired, but what needed to be done was the aide needed to, you know, be able to get paid while they were watching the individual person in the nursing home and making sure that everything that they got at home, they got in the nursing home. And that right there is a start.
Well, home health aide then?
That's what I was saying.
The home health aide.
That's right.
The money's there.
Yep, the money's there.
You got to pass a law to do that.
That's right. Yeah.
You can't just bring those people in. It's got to be legalized, you know.
Yeah. We have to take one thing at a time, meaning with all this, because if we don't, then it gets lost in the shuffle, and basically it will never happen if you don't take one thing at a time and accomplish it.
One message.
That's right.
Yeah. And at the top of that message is 40 million people in this country don't want nursing homes.
Yeah. Who would want one? That's the top
of the message.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You know, and you take it from there.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm going to start writing stuff up and get a petition.
What is our, in other words, this group of people you're talking about, what is their goal?
To stay where they're
what's
at.
What's their goal? To keep somebody in there and change them and give them crap food and the same old stuff?
Mm-mm.
And take their money?
Can't be that way anymore. Yes, I agree.
Well, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're going to do if they don't give out our message.
That's right.
And sign the petition.
Yeah.
And give out a message that, no, we don't want this. We want to work for people in their own home.
Definitely.
That's
absolutely
what they should be.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what happens. If they're not bringing us in, the disabled, then they're selling us out.
Yes, they are. Big time selling us out. Just like they did with the ADA.
That's how
exactly.
Looks at.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be the same old thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because part of it has to be, a big part of it has to be a new law.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Allowing the home health aide to go right into the place and help the person,
right,
with the idea that the person is going home.
That's right.
That's got to be a new written in legislation.
I know what participates with that, and that makes me angry to hear that people, you know, are doing this to other people. When you go into the hospital, when you have these physical therapists coming to evaluate you if you're safe to go home, okay, a lot of them put two-person assist. That means they have to give you two separate aides to help you out. That doesn't need to be if you know what you're doing. You know, I mean, I know that for a fact. A Hoyer works nicely for a person, and you just need somebody to guide the Hoyer to the right location when you're lifting somebody. They don't do it properly, and they need to be retrained if they don't. You know, these are the things.
They don't want to do it properly. They want to put people in the damn place. Don't you understand
that?
No, I don't.
Well, I understand it completely. Yeah. Because they said
the money is there to do it. If they need two people to help them, they got it.
They should. That's right. They should have.
You understand that?
Yeah, I understand it.
The whole damn thing.
Yeah.
Well, you need a law that says
right.
a person must remain in their own home with the resources
the
to be healthy and safe.
That's right.
That's what you need.
Definitely.
Is this union going to bring that about?
I hope so.
You don't hope so. You got to tell them.
Yeah, they got to do it.
You got to tell them.
Yeah.
No?
I remember what I said about my aunt in Florida. She's not going into a nursing home, period. End of story. They did everything to try and convince me that my aunt should go.
Have we been invited to the meeting of these union people?
Not yet.
The voice to say what we got to say?
No.
Wow.
We haven't.
There you go. There's the answer right there. That means
I know.
The whole thing is phoned in. It's a bunch of crap.
It's probably a sham just to make us.
It's not going to go no place.
That's right.
If they're leaving the disabled out, it's not going no place.
That's correct. Disabled and elderly, yes. The people, the aging people from the Department of Aging did that article in Angela's newspaper, and that's who did that article. And they were the ones who exposed that. That's something that I'm amazed at, that they even said something, that it was so terrible.
Yeah,
and so
they're not doing anything about it.
Exactly. That's my next step that I was going to tell you.
Are they going to help us? Are they going to back us up? Where the hell are they?
I hope so. I know so.
Boom.
We're going to have to tell them. Tell them. Yeah.
Boom. See if they'll back us up.
Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? You could flip a coin on that one. You know? It's terrible the way they treat people. And that's why I'm persistent. You know, you have to be persistent. You have to do something legal.
You need to have one message, like
that's
we
right.
had with Milton.
With the guide dog. With Milton, yeah.
That was a perfect example of everybody coming
right.
together for one purpose.
Right.
That's what this should be.
Yes, it should be.
One purpose, to keep people yeah. safe in their own home, to turn the
that's
nursing
right.
homes into accessible housing. Something
yep.
that will benefit everyone.
Yep, yep.
That's got to be the message, and that's got to be the way to proceed. Otherwise, it doesn't mean anything. It's the same old stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't serve us. Because
yeah, yeah.
you can still go to the nursing home.
Wow.
So you know what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. They're gonna push through this damn thing. Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
maybe they'll get a few extra aides in there, and then there'll be so many people coming in that they'll be overwhelmed. It'll become worse.
It
won't be
I don't blame
happen.
It. We got to abolish.
Happen.
We got to abolish
That's
the nursing
what's
home.
That's going to happen because you don't belong in a place like that. You belong in your own home.
That's right.
That's exactly what's going to happen. It may take a year or two. Who the hell knows? But that's what's going to happen. It's an inner sight prediction.
Well, I predicted that a while ago with you. We both did. Yeah. We have to find a person who's management in the nursing home or even the owner and tell them that they have to do this and start.
No, no, no. We got to bring people together
mm-hmm.
and get names on that petition.
Yes, we do.
That's
yep.
what we got to do. We did with Milton. Bring
yeah.
people together. Why
that's
are you
right.
here? Because you don't want to spend your rest of your upper years in a nursing home.
That's
where
right.
where they're going to take your money and your resources and your house.
Yeah, the pension and all that too.
That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
You know, we need to bring people together with one goal and explain to them how this will work.
That's right.
And let everybody start spreading the petition and get 25 million names, and then you'll see something happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hardest thing sometimes is to get people together. But we did it with Milton.
We sure did. Yep, and our sponsors paid for everything, which is another thing that we've done it twice now. I'm amazed that we've done it twice. And you know what? We'll keep doing it until we get our message out for the both issues.
Well, we only did the first time we did Milton. What do you mean twice?
No, what I mean is we did it. There was the service dog wedding, right? And then now Milton's
thing.
Yeah, no, I know.
No,
I know. What happened in Milton
different.
Should never happen to any dog, let alone a service dog. Forget it. I mean, that's the most horrible thing I've ever heard in my life in terms of an animal being.
You got to do, I hate to say it, you got to find the most horrible nursing home story.
Yeah.
You know? And publicize it.
Yeah.
And use that to bring people together what Inner Sight wants to do.
I know.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, definitely. I don't have the worst
drama.
Case. Oh, yeah.
You need drama and put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm trying to figure out how to.
These things are being hidden from the public.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
That's
you know, if they hide it from public, it doesn't help.
You got to search the internet. Maybe it's up there.
Maybe I will.
Maybe it's put through and it's up there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Who knows?
What I'd like to do also is go into, like, I don't know if we're allowed to go into the malls in New York anymore. I have to find out about that. Maybe at the beach, you know, during the summer, maybe I could get some people. I don't know. That's a thought.
You got to get people together. You got to dramatize it. You got to find a horrible, horrible thing that happened to someone in a nursing home and cost them their life or that kind of thing.
Well, my mother almost fit that category because she was dropped. From them, and they lied to me and said, oh, she's okay. We're just bringing her to the hospital to see if she's okay. But they never told me she was unconscious. Never. She was unconscious with blood on the back of her head. You tell me that's not bad? That's horrible. You know, that bothers me, that people could do that. Some nerve that they did that. And I couldn't get anybody with a 10-foot pole who were nursing home lawyers to take the case, let alone, you know, because they had to prove that she wasn't like that in the beginning. She wasn't. She had a huge hematoma on the back of her head. I mean, that's disgraceful.
Yeah.
Very disgraceful.
Yeah.
You know, I feel...
Right. And doctors sent her back to a place like that.
Yes, they did.
That makes it worse.
And again, too, when she switched to the other nursing home, you know, because I wanted her closer to my house so I could visit her off, COVID hit, and I couldn't visit her. I was so upset because they were coming in. I was getting ready to register and be, like, part of recreational therapy there. I really was. I was really thinking of what Maureen said. You know, and how she was going to go in there. You know, I didn't want to do that, but I might have had to. You know?
Well, tomorrow night's show is interesting how Inner Sight perceives insurance to help the disabled. We're going to talk about that tomorrow night.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear
what we're
thinking about.
On Inner Sight. And, of course, Friday is the funniest.
Yeah.
And we'll have our Sweet Pepper here Friday.
Oh, good.
With her funny songs, commentary, whatever.
Yeah, whatever
Friday.
She's good at.
Will be here. Jimmy Dinigan's going to sing on Friday.
Oh, God, no.
You cut that out. Let her get him out of here.
He's going to be singing Pale Cinderella. Right. That's what he's going to be singing. No other song.
Oh, no. He knows the song.
He does?
All right. Okay. Inner Sight, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, a little Tommy, and all the beautiful children. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. So don't forget our saying. We thank you for that.
Yeah.
And once again, I want to thank everybody who worked on the day for Milton, all our sponsors,
yeah,
all our newspapers. I'm going to make a few calls tomorrow and see if they did any follow-ups.
That'd be great.
This is our nursing home show, and we have one message and one goal.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the nursing home into accessible housing. Mandate the agencies to raise money to keep a person safe in their own home.
Correct.
And take away the plague of these nursing homes. It's like a plague.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
It really is. You're right.
So we need people to sign up a petition. Tell them where they can get to find a petition.
Oh, okay. You go to change.org. Okay, when you're at change.org, there's a little magnifying glass. A little challenging to find it at first, but you'll be, if you have vision issues. But if you don't have vision issues, you'll be able to find the little magnifying glass. Type in the word Inner Sight, INNERSIGHT, and you'll find our petitions and our organizational page. And you'll find the two petitions right there, the service dog petition and the nursing home petition. Both will be right there.
All right. So change.org is the place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sign the petition. You can read the other one. You can read them both if you want.
Right.
And support Inner Sight, because we're doing this for everyone.
Yes, we are.
You know, how many people are going to retire this year in this country?
A lot.
can you ask Siri that question?
Okay. Hey, Siri, how many people are retiring in 2023?
But I asked my daughter, would she be able to...
Retirement statistics, and it says... Here, let's see. Important facts, legal jobs. I don't know what. This was 5 days ago. Military statistics project the number. Let me see. Now it just jumped. Oh, my God, I hate this. It gave me a whole bunch of stuff, Frank. It's not what we're looking for.
Going to retire?
I don't think it's
going to retire.
Plus 50 essential retirement statistics for 2023annuity.org. That's all we got. And I could show the rest of the Google stuff. Yeah, hold on.
Number of people eligible for retirement this year.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Hey, Siri, would you know the... sorry about that. Hey, Siri, what is the number of people retiring this year? Yeah, basically,
that's
what's the number? It's not telling.
I think he's confused.
Yeah, I know.
You got to be very brief.
Yeah, I know. I'm not brief usually.
How many people will retire this year? That's how you got to say it.
Okay. Hey, Siri, how many people are going to retire this year? Same statistics, retirement statistics for 2023, 15 important facts, legal jobs.
Well, maybe there's a number in there someplace. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Let me look. I'll look at that article.
But
that was the one on the top.
I'm sure that it's in the millions.
Oh, yeah, because we have baby boomers going right through that age group. Yeah.
And those are all people who have the potential of being put into a nursing home.
Yes, they do.
And even if they have the money, in fact, in many ways, if they have the money, it makes it worse because the nursing homes look for that money.
Yes, they do.
And they'll push harder to get the person in. With-
oh, here we go. 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 each day. There you go. That's a big number.
Yeah, there's a number.
Right. Yep.
Each day. We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
10,
we'll say 1,000.
65.
Right. Right. Exactly.
That's a lot of people, man.
That's a lot of people. That goes into the millions, at least. You know why they said it, for what I just said, the baby boomers are turning 65 each.
You gotta put this stuff up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And let people know why we're doing this. It's not just for me and you and a couple of disabled people.
No, it's for the whole America. Yeah.
For the whole damn country.
Yeah, all of America.
And you got to let them know that people are safer in their own home with the resources that would be available.
Yeah, definitely.
You got to do a YouTube on this every week in a different aspect of it.
That's right.
And let people know. That's what needs to be done.
Yeah, each statistic.
I mean, that's
look
what
at this
we did with the day for Milton.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about service dogs. We brought on Tom. We brought on Michelle. We contacted the district attorney.
Yeah.
That's how you got to do it.
Definitely.
The same
you know how
idea.
Much money? This is a joke right here. It must be a joke. Otherwise, I don't see how people can do this. Each U.S. retiree typically has to set aside $4,300 for health care expenses per year. Just for per year. That's a joke number. That can't be. I can't even, you know, me, it's a whole lot more money. There are a lot of people, and it's a lot more money.
Yeah, and if they go to a nursing home, the money goes to the nursing home. That's for them.
Yep. We have 90 seconds to go. So I'd like to tie up. Yeah, I know. Sure is. It is worse.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Thank you.
You're welcome. Everybody, thank you, Lorraine. Thank you, Frank, for coming on.
Welcome.
I appreciate it. Have a good evening, everybody. Good night.
Frank, I'll give you a call after the show.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. And if you'd like any further information or any help, please call 631-224-3090. Thank you, everybody, and have a great night. Take care.
Yuri, any messages?